As we find ourselves right now during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, wanting to move the scales towards a nechtam l'chaim, towards a verdict of being a tzaddik, to have a good life, to be sealed in the book of life, we find that the Rambam tells us that we should view ourselves as if we are a beinoni. We're literally 50-50. And what we should do is to do tshuva. Beinoni tolim ad yom ha-kipurim. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chaim v'mlav nechtam l'misa. And a number of the Achronim wonder why the Rambam says, do tshuva. Why not? Do mitzvos. Be involved. Give tzedakah. Daven. Don't say Lashon Hara. If I am 50-50, I lock myself in my room and I say brachos and I daven and I don't say Lashon Hara and I do all the right things. So, then I should be nechtam l'chaim. Why do I dafka have to do tshuva? And there's a number of answers to this question of why the Rambam seems to suggest only doing tshuva. Ayri Pomeranchik in his Emek Bracha, and Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and Rav Aaron Cutler all suggest that the performance of a mitzvah will only help me for this year. So the more mitzvos that I do will be great tough shin pei hey. They'll help me for next year's judgment. They'll say, leap tag, during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, you really give a lot of tzedakah, you said a lot of brachos, you did a lot of great things. However, only the mitzvah of tshuva will help the past. Only the mitzvah of tshuva can really help me favorably look at my past year and potentially change my judgment for this current year. That is how a number of achronim look at the Rambam. However, there are those that suggest it's not only what next year's will look like, but how can I miss the opportunity for tshuva? Yitzhak Blazer in his Koch Ve'or suggests that for me to look at these days and only want to do the mitzvahs, which are great and wonderful and special and amazing, but to miss the potential for tshuva, to miss the opportunity to get closer to the Ribono Sholem. Tshuva is a connection that I feel with the Ribono Sholem. A Beinuni is in the middle. During the rest of the year, any mitzvah or any aver will tilt the scales. But right now, mitzvahs don't help because the avera, the menias ha-tshuva, he says, the not doing tshuva in it of itself is a sin. How can I not do it? Hashem is here. Hamelech basada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He's waiting, Ovinu Malkeinu, Slichos, Hashamnus. The whole week is spent in this emotion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now I'm going to miss it? I'm not going to do real tshuva. I'm not going to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I want to get closer. Says the Koch Ve'or, that's why you have to do tshuva. And it's fascinating that there are certain things we don't do during Aseres Yemei Teshuva because we only want to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu on our own. We wait for Kiddush Levana. Not just that we have a first mitzvah, because it's Mekabel Pnei Shechina. And I don't want a quick Mekabel Pnei. I want to do it on my own. I want to get to the Ribono Shel Olam on my own. I want to do that level of tshuva. So therefore, during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the one thing that we should focus on, aside the other things that we are doing, and the Kabbalahs that we've made, and we're going to be better, and we're going to try, it's tshuva. It's feeling connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during davening. It's spending more time in my tefillah. It's thinking about the things in my life that I could improve. That's tshuva. And to miss out on that, in and of itself will be a problem, but to focus on that is how we are nechtam l'chaim.